Hello and welcome to this service of the word coming to you from St. Martin's Church, North Nibley. It is lovely to be with you. And today we celebrate the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul. And by tradition, it is the Sunday when we ordain new priests, having ordained the deacons the night before. And if you're at all interested, I've clocked up 20 years today. So, welcome in the name of Christ, God's grace, mercy and peace be with you, and also with you. And we prepare to come before God in worship and teaching. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for all of us. May it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And now is a good time to get a Bible open and light a candle if you are the sort of person who likes to have something to concentrate on, a point while listening. And we come before God in prayer. Lord, speak to us, that we may hear your word. Move among us, that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers, that we may learn to trust you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for today, the special prayer written for the day when we celebrate Peter and Paul. Almighty God, whose blessed apostles Peter and Paul glorified you in their death as in their life, grant that your church, inspired by their teaching and example, and made one by your Spirit, may ever stand firm upon the one foundation, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our readings are from the Old Testament. We haven't got one, but we have got a psalm. And it is the psalm set for today, Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The sceptre of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for evermore. Amen. We have a reading from Acts chapter 12. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during a festival of unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals." And Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and the second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they'd walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen." Amen. The Gospel. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew chapter 16. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. God has never been shy about recruiting horses for courses, and Peter and Paul are very different characters called by God to do very different jobs. I personally feel quite drawn to the character of St. Peter. As a fisherman, he was a tradesman and not academically educated. Probably couldn't read or write, but could probably predict the weather for Lake Galilee, which suffered from violent squalls, with great accuracy, and where the fish would be from hour to hour. From what we can read of his life, he was good-natured, down-to-earth, occasionally a bit impulsive maybe, but for all that, he could perceive what others could not. He was impulsive in that he jumped into the sea to walk on water without having the faith to stay afloat, or because he was rebuked by Jesus after he tried to dissuade him from going to Jerusalem to a certain death. But on the other hand, Peter was perceiving because he recognised that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah, when the other disciples didn't. He was Peter the rock, rock solid. His main mission was to the development of the Christian church within the Jewish community. And to that end, he did a brilliant job, becoming the first pope. He is a role model to me because he made some really big mistakes, such as denying Christ in the courtyard, having only just said that he would stand shoulder to shoulder with him, yet God didn't dismiss him as useless after that. King David was the same, and that gives me hope. Paul was similar in that he began life as a Pharisee rabbi whose main aim was to persecute the Christian movement by whatever means. But he was very different from Peter. He was educated and a bit fiery. He had an attitude towards women that is not acceptable nowadays in many countries, especially ours. But we haven't had a woman archbishop yet, and our attitude towards children in church can be a bit dubious in our benefits, if we're honest. But today, it is hard to forgive Paul for writing, "Women should remain silent in churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in church." We should balance that, of course, by remembering that Paul did, nevertheless, have several women among his co-workers in the gospel, and that he praised women like Priscilla and Lydia, who were leaders in the early church. We should also remind ourselves that it was Paul who penned the wedding reading that comes from Corinthians, which was worthy, really, of being written by a great poet. Paul's mission after Christ's ascension was to take Christianity out to the non-Jews far and wide, and it's because of his tenacity in carrying out this mission that I produced this recording and you are listening to it this morning. So today we give thanks for the two very different but complementary ministries of Peter and Paul. Poles apart in their character, but both leaving us with two inspirational lives to try and emulate. Amen. We now say together the Creed. What we actually believe in, why we're here today doing this. So let us together declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we pray, firstly, for ourselves. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore to us the joy of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now we come to our intercessions, where we pray for others and the situations in our community, other people's lives that we've been asked to pray for, the world problems. And we do this in good faith that God will hear our prayer and answer it accordingly. Everlasting God, we thank you for the inspirational lives of your disciples, Paul and Peter, and the good news we've been given through their work. Help us to remember that the gospel and your love is not just for us, but help us to pass it on to the rest of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for all who have influence and authority through their political standing, fame or wealth. Speak into their hearts of righteousness and justice, integrity and compassion, so that they can use their fame, wealth or political standing to help carry out your work towards peace and love between all nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we raise before you those in need of comfort and reassurance, all in pain and mental anguish. We pray for those who have lapsed in their faith, those troubled with doubt, and those who need your good news this week. And for those who've come to us this past week asking us to pray for them in certain situations, we pray again for all those people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, have mercy on those who have recently died, especially those who are still waiting to have the funeral of their loved one. And we pray for those who are on their last journey now. May we find inspiration from the lives of those we have known or heard about who have gone before us, and those who have helped us to get us where we are on our discipleship journey. Our godmothers, our parents maybe, school teachers, our friends. We give thanks for what they've done for us, bringing us on as disciples. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news that we've received today. May we be ready during the coming week and beyond to share our joy with others. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we bring our prayers to a close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and he stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with us and also with you. Amen. So, as we come to the end of this short worship, we need to prepare ourselves to go out into that community and spread the good news of the gospel with the people that we meet over the next week. Faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love, new every morning in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you listening today and those that you love this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. So have a lovely week. Thank you for being with me this morning. I will be back very soon, actually. Couple of weeks after that I'll be back. So stay out of the heat if we have any more heat. We don't want you keeling over with heat exhaustion. But do try and get out there and spread the word about Jesus Christ in your lives. Amen. Bye.